Hey, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. This is Redesigning Midlife, but it is the Friday night beer blog portion of the podcast where I read my blog to Mike, my husband.
Why?
Why do I read it to you, Mike?
Because I don't like to read.
He doesn't like to read, but that's okay. Because he's got me to read it to him.
Exactly.
That's why we've been married for
so
long.
You're an enabler.
Exactly. We come on here twice a month, and I read him my blog, and he tells me how awesome it is, and I publish.
Anyway.
But we're talking about all things midlife, talking about all things relationships and being this age and all the good stuff. Right, Mike?
Yep.
Okay, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Hey, friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same. And longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. All right, everybody. Like I said, welcome to the Friday Night Beer Blog. How are you tonight, Mike?
Good. We didn't even talk about our beer sponsor.
No, we haven't yet.
Oh. I thought we usually do that.
Well, we don't really have a beer sponsor, but
yes,
the Friday Night Beer Blog is...
That we pay for.
brought to you by... Who is it brought to you by?
Mile Wide.
Mile Wide Beer Company. If you're ever in Louisville, Kentucky, we consider it the best beer in town. We actually went to another place last Friday night. We went to Mile Wide, but then we went somewhere else and had a beer. And it's just
not as good.
It's just not as good.
It was okay. But it was like if you can have okay and you can have really good or great.
You're gonna go for really good, really great. So yeah, if you're ever in Louisville and let them know that Mike and Leslie sent you because they still make us pay for beer. Yeah. I don't know why. It's crazy. So, do you know what we're talking about this week, Mike?
I have no clue.
Okay. Actually, I wrote it.
I didn't even get to read over your shoulder.
Yes. We're going to be talking about midlife in general tonight. You ready?
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, the title of this week's Friday Night Beer Blog, and it is number 95, by the way. We've done 95 of these. That is crazy. Mm. Crazy town.
Am I getting paid for these?
Sure, you're getting paid, but not in cash.
I'm paying for these every other Friday night.
Yeah, you're right. So the title of tonight's blog is "What is Midlife Anyway?" And it's the 95th official Friday Night Beer Blog. Are you ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
So, what do you consider midlife? What do you consider midlife, Mike?
Well, I really can't calculate midlife until I die, because it's half and by that point, it doesn't matter anymore.
You're being very factual and technical with that.
Of course.
Okay. I mean, I may exaggerate, but probably I've been asked that question a million times. That may be a little bit of an exaggeration. But my assumption is that I get that question a lot because I serve a midlife audience. I'm embarrassed to say that I don't have a good rehearsed answer, which I guess I should at this point.
40.
Honestly, for me, I've never considered midlife a bad or a horrible stage of life. But for many others, they cringe when they hear the word, especially when it is used to describe them. So let's examine. What is midlife anyway? Subheading. What they say midlife is. Now, like I said, I've never considered the term to be a bad one, but when I was looking to change the name of my podcast from The New Old You to something different, I cringed and kind of at using the term midlife, not because I had an issue with it, but because I got a lot of poo-poos from my market research group. They said that they wouldn't use the term to describe themselves, and they felt that it was negative. Mm-hmm. But when I offered up some new names, they all gravitated
that's a legal tort.
toward the title with midlife in it because they knew that's who they actually are. Isn't that funny? Hmm. When I looked to find some other definitions of the word online, I was shocked. Of course, midlife is considered to be, quote unquote, middle age, but the only synonym that was listed in the thesaurus for midlife was the wrong side of 40. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, what I just said.
Yeah, just
what? Literally.
The wrong side of 40.
40.
Damn, that's harsh. I mean, but what killed me is when I typed in the question, what is midlife, into Google, the first listing that came up went straight to the term midlife crisis. And this one caught my eye. And I'm reading, I'm quoting
Ferrari.
Here. Yeah. A recent study shows that midlife, the age range that spans between, they named it, 40 and 65, can be quite tumultuous. Tumultuous. Can't say that word. Tumultuous for women. During this time, women are not only dealing with biological changes, but they're also dealing with work problems, family issues, death, securing finances, and reaching personal goals. I was like, what? That's what they said midlife was.
It sounds depressing.
Yeah, no doubt. Subheading, what I say midlife is. So here I've got this word again. Quite tumultuous. Ooh, I did better that time. Quite tumultuous. What the hell does that even mean? Like our lives haven't been tumultuous all along. Why the assumption that we're dealing with work problems or family issues? Do I need to go on? What is happening during this 20 to 25 year span that is any different from any other new phase of life that we're going through? Do we call adolescence a mid-teen crisis? Or do we call that time when we're starting a family and starting a career something like 20 or 30 something crisis? No. I agree that there are definitely ideas, worries, regrets, fears, and physical changes that happen to us in midlife, but they are far outweighed by a certain amount of freedom that comes with knowing that we have raised or near done raising our kids, that we have worked hard to prepare ourselves for retirement, and that there is a sense of anything is possible, as much as when we were starting out our adult lives way back when. Being a woman between 40 and 65 is an amazing time to be alive because we don't give a big old hoo-ha, F-U-C-K, what other people think about us anymore. We spend our money on what we want. We are finally able to put ourselves first for a change. And it's all about us, baby.
It's been all about you.
I do not see a crisis anywhere up in here. Subheading. What you say midlife is. You know, it really doesn't matter what they say midlife is. It doesn't even matter what I say midlife is. What really matters is what you say and think that midlife is. If you think it's a crisis, then it will be. If you think that this could be and might be the greatest time of your life, then it will be. I think midlife is a self-fulfilling prophecy and that you are responsible for it yourself. Don't be led by outside factors like media, advertising, social media. That's your favorite, Mike. Influencers, Hollywood, and the like. You determine what midlife is for you, and then you live it like only you can. Create your own definition. Is midlife full of exotic travel? Then do that. If it's full of family, then make them number one. Is it rediscovering the passion in your marriage when your nest is empty? Then by all means, go do that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Subheading. Remember, you only get how many?
Two.
No, you don't get two.
Three.
You do?
Three strikes?
No, you only get one. The thing to keep in mind
Four
here
pounds.
Is that there aren't any do-overs. If you dread and then slog through your midlife with this so-called crisis, then you will never get the opportunity. Well, you will never get the opportunity to go back and fix it when you realize that you've lost all of this time. You need to figure it out now and save yourself a lot of regret. That's it, Mike.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
What's midlife to you?
40.
Is that, well, I know how you think now. So you think that you're not going to be here when you're 80?
I was thinking, yeah, if I wanted to like be precise, it would be 78. That's the going age of my family right now. From my parents.
Oh, well, okay. Mm. You know.
It's morbid, but.
The thing is, if you think that, then it will be that.
But yeah, but I don't know. I don't have a definition for midlife because I don't think I have a midlife.
I don't think that you've ever, I mean, I think you're a lot like me. I've never really put much into the word until I started working in this space.
Yeah. I think you're only as midlife as you act.
You're only as midlife as you act. I like that.
All right. Aww. I'm gonna patent it.
You're gonna
trademark it.
Trademark it right now. Hear that? Nobody else use that. Mike has mentally trademarked that.
That's right.
Yeah, I do get that question a lot, and I'm like, you know,
I don't feel any older than I did when I was, 20 or 30.
You don't feel any older?
No. I mean, I have aches
older.
And
pains. You look older, but
I look older. I have aches and pains. Age is obviously creeping up on me, but I don't feel like there's a midlife for me. I haven't had the crisis.
I still feel like I'm the same person that I was when I was in my 20s. So it's hard to, I still have the same wants. I still have all the same desires of things that I want to do. And I don't feel like time is running out. That's not an issue that I feel. And I'm wondering,
I don't feel like my life is lacking anything. And I think that's what midlife means to most people. Like crisis, midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, I'm lacking of anything.
Yeah.
I don't need anything. I want things, but wants aren't necessities.
Right, right. So, wants aren't needs.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Right? Does that make sense? Let me say that. Let me say it out loud again.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, but that's a question I think a lot of, but it was very interesting to me when I started looking up the definition of midlife, and there was not a good thing to be found.
No, I wouldn't think so, because midlife means you're over the hill.
What is
over the hill doesn't mean
anything.
Why
does that mean that you're... If you're at midlife, that means you still have halfway to go.
Yeah, and it's all the downward slide.
Oh, see, that's so negative.
It's the bell curve. I mean, if
so we're at the best times of our lives right now.
You're still at the peak, yeah. But if you want to look at the negative side of it,
you're at
the top of the bell.
You're just on the downward slide. No, you're on the downward slide.
No, it's a fact, but it's like...
I'll be up here.
It's still pretty damn high relative to the low end and the high end,
I'll be up here watching you as you slide down.
Oh, no, you're going with me.
You're going to take me down.
I'm going to be grabbing you on the way down.
Mm-hmm. But I seriously believe that midlife is what you make it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you got coming up this week?
Anything exciting?
No.
Oh, I do. I got a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Do you?
But I'm not telling anybody right now.
Not even me.
Because I don't. Oh, you know about it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh.
Life changes. I got big life changes. Hey. Midlife change. Maybe it is. Oh, my God. It's a crisis. Holy crap. I didn't even think about that.
That could be it.
I am going through a crisis, and I didn't even know about it.
The thing is it really a crisis? Would you call it a crisis, these things that you're wanting to change in your life?
Not at all.
No.
It's opportunities.
Yes. Yes. Midlife is full of opportunities. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it in a strange way, you could think of it as a crisis, but it could just be opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
But, you know, time for drastic change.
Well, yeah.
So it could be considered a crisis or just an opportunity.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, we are having a time change this weekend, but Woo-hoo! It's going to be cold. So
I don't care. More daylight.
Yeah, more daylight. And then next week, we're going to do an extra Friday Night Beer blog next Friday night, because you know what it is next Friday night?
St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. You can't be a McShane and not celebrate St. Patty's Day. So, yeah, we will be back
we
next.
We will not be drinking green beer, though.
That's gross.
I boycott that. I'm
That's
like,
gross.
Why?
That's a marketing ploy. Like I said, don't listen to all that marketing crap. Don't drink green beer. That's nasty.
Just drink beer.
Just drink beer. All right, everybody. Till next Friday when we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day with the McShanes. Make sure to roll on down and give us a 5-star rating. And you can even review. Let me know what you say midlife is. I say go out and kick midlife in the ass and just get it all. Just do it all. Be it all. Why not? Why not? Don't leave with any regrets. Go kill it. All right, everybody. Till next week. See ya.
See ya.